The Roman emperor Marcus Aurelius, a central figure in Stoic philosophy, once wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one." Do you ever feel like life is cluttered, filled with things that drain your energy and peace? You're not alone. In this video, we'll delve into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism to explore 13 things you can quietly eliminate from your life. This is not about making sweeping statements or making significant adjustments. When it comes to bringing about more peace and fulfillment, it is about making tiny modifications. As a result, take a seat, take a few deep breaths, and get ready to find out what you can gently get rid of in order to make place for a life that has more significance. Additionally, if you are interested in learning additional methods to cultivate inner peace and lead a life of virtue, you should think about subscribing to the channel. In order to assist you on your journey, we will be discussing additional Stoic knowledge as well as practical advice. Let's begin by quieting the first thing on our list. Number one, the need for external validation. The voice in our thoughts that mutters doubts and bases our happiness on the approval of others is something that each and every one of us is familiar with. This persistent need for affirmation from other people is a significant barrier to achieving inner peace and leading a life that is rewarding. The Stoic philosophy, which emphasizes reason and morality, offers a potent foundation that can be used to break out from this pattern. The following quotation by Seneca, a major Stoic thinker, encapsulates the essence of what it is to be truly happy. "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient." When we are always looking for approval, we end up being reliant on the judgments of other people, and we end up giving up our current happiness in order to secure a future that may never show itself. A roller coaster of feelings is produced as a result of this neurotic dependence, which is influenced by the acceptance or rejection of others. Stoicism can assist us in developing a sense of self-worth and discovering affirmation from within in the following ways. Compassion for oneself. Epictetus, another Stoic philosopher, underlined the need of self-compassion by saying, "Be tolerant with yourself and others." In the same way that we wouldn't be harsh with a friend for their shortcomings, we shouldn't be the harshest critic we have within ourselves. Recognize and give yourself credit for your work, rejoice in your achievements, and be kind to yourself. Develop your own personal scorecard for success rather than relying on external validation. You'll be able to gauge your progress more precisely as a result. In what ways are you actually concerned? Are you live your life in a way that is consistent with values? Do you have the goal of being the finest possible version of yourself? Instead of focusing on outward evaluations, you should concentrate on these internal measurements of worth. The path to success is paved with a series of modest successes, and it is important to celebrate these victories. It is not necessary to wait for a significant achievement in order to feel good about oneself. Accept and rejoice in your accomplishments, no matter how great or how small. The positive behavior that you exhibit is reinforced and your confidence in your talents is increased. Intrinsic motivation. Instead of focusing on external rewards, you should pay attention to your own intrinsic motivation. And what motivates you? Is it the happiness that comes from making something beautiful, the satisfaction that comes from helping other people, or the excitement that comes from mastering a new skill? Put yourself in touch with your deepest goals and discover the meaning behind the action itself, rather than looking for approval based on the results. Through the implementation of these techniques, you will be able to gradually reduce the need for validation from outside sources. Remember that the key to genuine happiness is to find contentment from inside yourself and to connect your activities with the ideals that you hold dear. Allow yourself to be guided by your internal compass. Rejoice in the trip you are on and acknowledge the intrinsic value that comes with being your own self. Number 2, the drama triangle. A well-known concept in the field of psychology, the drama triangle, depicts a destructive dance that occurs in relationships when individuals fall into predetermined roles. These roles include the victim, the perpetrator, and the rescuer. As a result of their helplessness, the victim places blame on others for their issues. The persecutor is critical and hostile toward others. It is common for the rescuer to create a codependent relationship with the victim by swooping in to save them. The roles that are being played are exhausting and unpleasant, resulting in negativity and conflict. Stoic philosophy, which places a strong focus on rationality and self-control, provides a powerful perspective that can be utilized to break free from the drama triangle and create healthy relationships. The breaking of the cycle. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, is credited with bringing to our attention the following quote: "It is not this man's insolence that troubles me, but my own perception of it." To begin the process of exiting the drama triangle, the first thing you need to do is acknowledge your own involvement and how your responses add to the dynamic. Learn to examine your thoughts and feelings without passing judgment on them by practicing mindfulness. Have you been playing the victim role in the blame game? As the persecutor, do you find that you are unduly judgmental of others? Or do you find yourself actively attempting to fix other people, rescuer? Taking responsibility, Stoicism places a strong emphasis on accepting responsibility for one's own thoughts, feelings, and actions. Avoid giving away your authority by pointing the finger of blame at other people for your misery, victim. Rather than that, you should concentrate on altering your own behavior and determining what you can manage. Clear communication. Communication that is both honest and courteous is essential to the maintenance of successful relationships. It is important to communicate your requirements and boundaries in a confident manner without resorting to blame or manipulation. There is a possibility that the victim will engage in passive-aggressive behavior, whereas the perpetrator may employ harsh criticism. Unfortunately, neither strategy is successful. Make an effort to communicate in a straightforward and unambiguous manner that promotes mutual comprehension. Establishing limits that are healthy. It is essential to establish healthy limits in the relationships that you have. It is common for the rescuer to go beyond acceptable limits in an effort to help. When someone asks you to play a role in the drama triangle, you should learn how to politely decline their offer. Instead of encouraging unhealthy tendencies, you should concentrate on providing support to other people in a way that gives them more power. Making connections that are good for you. By putting these concepts into practice, you will be able to transcend the drama triangle and cultivate relationships that are more satisfying. Place your emphasis on seeking solutions. Rather than ruminating on issues and pointing fingers, you should turn your attention to seeking solutions. Resolve arguments by adopting a collaborative mindset and looking for solutions that benefit both parties. Empathy and respect. Teach yourself to have empathy for other people and to comprehend their points of view without passing judgment on them. Everyone should be treated with respect, even if you disagree with them. Confidence. acquire the ability to articulate your requirements and viewpoints in a confident manner, without resorting to aggressive or manipulative methods. This encourages good communication as well as respect for one another. Always keep in mind that altering relationships requires both time and effort. As you manage these changes, remember to be patient with both yourself and with other people. It is possible to break free from the drama triangle and establish a network of helpful and healthy relationships if you take a stoic approach and concentrate on your own behavior. Number 3. Negative self-talk. That voice that mutters doubts, criticizes our acts, and magnifies our shortcomings is something that each and every one of us have within our own thoughts. This negative self-talk may be a relentless bully, nibbling away at our self-confidence and preventing us from making progress. The philosophy of Stoicism, which places an emphasis on reason and virtue, provides powerful tools that can be used to silence this inner critic and build a more positive view of oneself. Realizing who the opponent is, awareness is the first step in the process of overcoming negative patterns of self-talk. It is important to remember that Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, said, "You have power over your mind. You do not have power over external events. Recognize this, and you will discover the strength you need." It is important to pay attention to the internal monologue that occurs in your head on autopilot. Whether it be critical, judgmental, or riddled with self-doubt, it is there. These patterns should be identified, and their presence should be acknowledged. Interrogating the story's narrative, confronting the veracity of your negative self-talk, is the next step after you've noticed it. How would you express yourself to a close friend? In all likelihood, no. It is important to show oneself the same level of compassion and care that you would exhibit to a loved one. To yourself, ask, "Is it beneficial to think about this? How does it affect me? Does it inspire me to work toward bettering myself, or does it simply bring me down? Is this possibility a plausible one? Is it possible that I'm exaggerating a situation or concentrating on the worst possible outcomes? Does the evidence support this line of thinking? Or is it possible that it is really a warped representation of how I perceive myself?" When you begin to question the veracity of your negative beliefs, you can start to demolish the power that they have over you. The use of empowerment as a replacement for negativity. Instead of ruminating on negative thoughts about yourself, try replacing them with affirmations that are powerful and are based on Stoic ideals. Here are several different approaches. Stoicism places a strong emphasis on leading a life that is characterized by virtue. Bring to recall the qualities and principles that you hold dear. The use of affirmations such as "Virtue is the only good" will assist you in concentrating on what is genuinely important and in developing self-esteem that is founded on character. Put gratitude into practice by shifting your attention from what you do not have to what you do have. Spend some time every day appreciating the positive aspects of your life, no matter how big or how small they may be. The practice of gratitude helps to cultivate a positive mindset and reduces the influence of negativity. Envisioning yourself as successful is an example of positive visualization. Visualize yourself reaching your goals and conquering the obstacles that stand in your way. Your confidence and self-belief can be boosted via the use of this constructive mental repetition. Developing compassion for oneself. One of the most important steps in eliminating negative self-talk is to cultivate self-compassion. It is important to recognize that failures and errors are intrinsic components of the human experience. Remember to be kind and sympathetic toward yourself, just as you would be toward a close friend who is going through a challenging moment. Keep in mind that transformation requires both time and effort. If you want to learn how to silence your inner critic, you should be patient with yourself. Stoicism provides a set of techniques that can be utilized to create a more positive self-image and a mindset that is empowered by self-compassion and reason. This can be accomplished via persistent practice. Number 4. Toxic people. We are on a journey through life, and the people we travel with have a significant influence on our overall health and happiness. A spot in our inner circle is not suitable for every single person. Epictetus, one of the most powerful Stoic thinkers, is attributed with stating, "It is not he who reviles or strikes you that wrongs you. Rather, it is your own opinion that it is something to be wronged." It is possible for toxic people to impede our development and enjoyment. These are people that deplete our energy, disseminate negativity, or manipulate us. The philosophy of Stoicism, which places a strong focus on reason and virtue, provides a framework that can be utilized to recognize toxic individuals and successfully navigate difficult situations. In accordance with Stoic ideas, the following is a guide for cultivating a supporting circle. The process of identifying drainers. The procedure starts with awareness of the warning signals. Individuals that are toxic frequently display behaviors such as constantly pessimistic, they concentrate on issues, engage in gossip about other people, and deplete the good energy that is present in a given circumstance. Manipulation. In order to exert influence over you and acquire what they want, they will utilize guilt, blame, or threats. Criticism and disrespect. They minimize your accomplishments, provide criticism of your character, and disregard the boundaries you have set for yourself. Energy vampires are people that, after dealing with them, leave you feeling emotionally drained and drained of energy. Safeguarding your very own inner calm. It is within your ability to safeguard yourself once you have discovered a person who is harmful to you. Take a look at the following Stoic-inspired strategies. Put boundaries in place. It is important to set clear boundaries regarding the behaviors that you will and will not tolerate. Figure out how to gracefully separate yourself from negative people and learn to say no. It is important to detach yourself from the drama and avoid becoming emotionally manipulated by them. Practice stoic indifference to the negative things that are happening around you and concentrate on your own thoughts and behaviors. Pick your battles. There are instances when the most effective course of action is to carefully restrict the amount of time you spend interacting with a poisonous individual. Concentrate your efforts on individuals who are positive and supportive of you. The force of Stoic decision-making. Always keep in mind that you have no control over the behavior of other people, but you do have power over how you react. Stoicism emphasizes the significance of concentrating on the aspects of one's life that are under one's control, such as one's thoughts, feelings, and deeds. You give yourself self-empowerment when you make the decision to avoid negative interactions and put your own health and happiness first. Establishing yourself in the company of virtue. Encourage the cultivation of relationships with individuals who exemplify Stoic values, rather than concentrating on the negative aspects of the situation. Seek for mentors and friends who can provide you with sensible counsel and direction that you can follow. A courageous person is one who surrounds themselves with people who motivate them to be the greatest version of themselves and to tackle obstacles with bravery. Connect with those that treat others with fairness and respect. This is why justice is important. To cultivate temperance, seek out companions who exhibit self-control and moderation in all aspects of their lives. By surrounding yourself with people who are exemplary of these values, you are able to establish a network of support that is beneficial to your own personal development and well-being. Constructing a circle of supportive people requires time. The process of constructing a circle of support is one that is continual. Have patience with yourself and put your faith in your gut instinct. When you learn to recognize toxic people and put some distance between yourself and them, you automatically make room in your life for interactions that are pleasant and uplifting. Stoic ideals will serve as the basis for these interactions, which will lay the groundwork for a life that is both more rewarding and more serene. Number 5. The comparison trap. Feeds on social media platforms are a landscape that has been meticulously manicured, presenting the most memorable moments from the lives of other people. As you scan through seemingly perfect vacations, job accomplishments, and relationships, it is easy to slip into the comparison trap, which can leave you feeling insufficient or envious of others. Comparing yourself to others on a regular basis can be a significant drain on your happiness and motivation. This cycle of envy and comparison can be broken free with the help of powerful tools that are offered by the philosophy of Stoicism, which places an emphasis on reason and virtue. Drawing inspiration from Stoic concepts, the following is a guide to cultivating a more fulfilled mindset, a better understanding of the illusion. Seneca, a Roman Stoic philosopher, playwright, and advisor, made the observation that we are more bothered by fantasy than by reality. It is not accurate to say that the feeds on social media reflect reality. They serve as a highlight reel, highlighting the most memorable moments and facades that have been meticulously built. It is not appropriate to compare the challenges you face behind the scenes to the online persona that someone else has managed. Keeping your attention on your trip. Every individual makes their own way through life. The comparison of your chapter 3 to the chapter 10 of another person's work is completely illogical. Pay attention to your own development and make sure to recognize all of your accomplishments, no matter how great or how tiny. Is it true that you have finally mastered that difficult skill? Acknowledge the progress you've made. Are you able to triumph over a personal challenge? Honor the power that you possess. It is important to remember that you must pass away. A central tenet of Stoicism is the idea of memento mori, which literally translates to remember that you must die. It is not the intention of this contemplation on mortality to be morbid. Rather, it is meant to be a shift in perspective. When one takes into account the fact that life is limited, it becomes abundantly evident that time is a valuable commodity. It is time to stop wasting your energy on comparison and jealousy. Put your attention on living your life to the fullest, working toward the goals you have set for yourself, and making the most of each day. We are thankful for your one-of-a-kind journey. You should shift your focus from what you do not have to what you do have. Gratitude should be practiced for the experiences, skills, and connections that are unique to you. Appreciating one's unique features might help one develop a sense of contentment and reduce the desire to compare oneself to others. Accept and embrace your flaws. The social media platforms create the idea of a world that is perfect, but this is not the case. Each and every person is subject to difficulties, encounters failures, and possesses faults. Accepting your own imperfections and focusing on progress rather than perfection might help you overcome the negative impacts of comparison. You are in competition with yourself. Instead of competing with other people, you should focus your efforts on engaging in a healthy rivalry with yourself. On a daily basis, make it your goal to improve upon who you already are. Establish objectives, keep a record of your progress, and rejoice in your accomplishments. This attention on oneself helps one to become more self-improved and gives one a sense of accomplishment. Getting inspired instead of being envious. Instead than using social media and the achievements of others as a source of envy, use them as a source of inspiration. Find someone who is succeeding in a field that you admire. You should allow it to inspire you to pursue your own interests. Learn from their experience and use it as a guide to help you navigate your own path. Keep in mind that transformation requires both time and effort. As you learn to avoid falling into the comparison trap, teach yourself to be gentle with yourself. You can build a mindset that is centered on self-improvement, appreciation, and acceptance by implementing these stoic practices into your life. With this shift in viewpoint, you will be able to discover happiness and fulfillment in your own personal path through life for the first time. Number 6. Procrastination. The feeling is something that all of us are familiar with. The impending deadline, the unfinished project, or the task that we keep putting further down the list of things to accomplish. Procrastination is a widespread time-stealing practice that deprives us of productivity and contributes to the development of stress. What if, however, we were able to triumph over this tenacious adversary? When it comes to overcoming procrastination and cultivating a life that is full of action and fulfillment, the philosophy of Stoicism, which places an emphasis on reason and virtue, provides tremendous tools. A comprehension of the underlying cause, understanding the variables that lead to procrastination, is critical before attempting to address the issue. Perfectionism, fear of failure, a lack of clear goals, or simply feeling overwhelmed can all contribute to the impulse to postpone tasks. Identifying your personal triggers is the first step toward dealing with them. A memorandum on death and the importance of time. A great Stoic thinker named Seneca issued a warning stating, "One of the most terrible things that can happen to us is to grow old without realizing what life has been about." The concept of memento mori, which comes from the Latin phrase, "remember you must die," is not intended to be a gloomy one. Rather, it is designed to serve as a reminder of the value of life. Procrastination is a waste of time that has the potential to be spent pursuing your hobbies, making a difference in the world, or simply living a life that allows you to be fulfilled. Through the realization that we are mortal, we are able to acquire a more acute understanding of the significance of taking action right now. In order to conquer the mountain, it is necessary to take baby steps. Large, impending responsibilities can be intimidating and paralyzing at the same time. One of the Stoic philosophers, Epictetus, offered the following piece of advice: be diligent in the little things that matter. You should break down jobs that are overwhelming into smaller steps that are more achievable. Making a strategy that is both clear and actionable removes the anxiety that comes from the unknown and makes the process of progress appear less overwhelming. Acknowledge and embrace the process, not just the result. Instead than concentrating entirely on the outcomes of one's actions, Stoicism encourages one to pay attention to the here and now, as well as the actions themselves. Discover ways to take pleasure in the process, whether it is the learning, the problem solving, or the gratification of making progress toward the challenge. This shift in viewpoint has the potential to make even tough activities more interesting and reduce the likelihood that they would be put off. Acknowledging and rewarding your own progress. Reinforcement that is positive is an extremely effective motivator. Reward yourself for reaching each of your mini milestones that you set for yourself. For example, after you have finished a task, you could take a short break reward yourself with a small treat, or simply acknowledge your accomplishment. You may maintain your motivation to keep going forward by rewarding yourself at regular intervals. This will develop a positive association with taking action. The antidote is to take action. Ignorance is the fertile ground for procrastination. Amor fati, which literally translates to love of fate in Latin, was a philosophy that the Stoics believed in. This philosophy entails accepting what is beyond our control and concentrating on what we can influence, which is our actions. You should not wait for the ideal timing or the sensation of inspiration to come to you. Take the initial step, regardless of how insignificant it may seem. Getting started is frequently the most difficult part, and once you get started, momentum will begin to develop. Accept your flaws and concentrate on making progress, not on achieving perfection. Fear of failing to meet expectations is a significant factor that can lead to procrastination. Instead of aiming for an ideal that is impossible to achieve, it is important to keep in mind that the objective is development, not perfection. Recognize that errors are opportunities for learning, and rejoice in even the smallest of your accomplishments. This shift in perspective has the potential to free you from the immobilizing effects of perfectionism and encourage you to go forward. Developing a healthy discipline. The secret to overcome procrastination is to develop your own sense of self-discipline. In order to build your willpower muscle, you should begin with minor obligations that are easily achievable and gradually raise the complexity of the commitments. Make sure you are accountable to yourself and monitor your progress. Remind yourself that discipline is not a goal, but rather a practice. Keep in mind that transformation requires both time and effort. The process of becoming an expert in productivity does not take place overnight. Exert patience with yourself and rejoice in your accomplishments, no matter how insignificant they may seem. You will be able to retake control over your time and build a persistent action habit if you incorporate these Stoic principles into your life. The ability to do so will make it possible for you to lead a life that is rich in meaning, accomplishment, and the satisfaction that comes from knowing that you are making the most of every precious moment. Number 7. Multitasking. Multitasking appears to be an absolute necessity in this fast-paced society. At the same time that we are attempting to take on more significant projects, we are juggling emails, phone calls, and updates on social media. However, what if the fact that we are constantly switching between tasks is really reducing our productivity? An insightful statement made by Seneca, a Roman Stoic philosopher, is as follows. It is not that we have a short time to live, rather, it is that we waste a lot of it. A considerable quantity has been given to us for the highest reasons, and if it were all carefully invested, we would be able to make the most of the time that we have been given. Multitasking may give us the impression that we are busy, but it frequently results in a lack of focus, shoddy work, and a rise in stress levels. Stoicism emphasizes an attentive approach toward work, which can considerably improve your concentration and productivity. Stoicism places a great focus on reasoning and virtue. Illusion of being able to multitask. Multitasking is not something that the human brain is built to do. Although we are able to transition between tasks in a short amount of time, our attention can only be fully concentrated on a single concept at a time. The practice of multitasking frequently results in divided attention, which in turn raises the probability of making mistakes and lowers the overall quality of our work. Pay attention to just one thing at a time. The strength of single tasking should be embraced rather than the practice of multitasking. make a commitment to concentrating all of your concentration on a single task at a time. This enables you to go more deeply into the work, process information in a more efficient manner, and produce outcomes of a higher quality. In-depth work. Deep work is a term that was popularized by modern author Cal Newport. Deep work is work that is concentrated and free of distractions, and it enables you to generate your best output. When you adopt Stoic ideas, you can build a mindset that is conducive to deep work, reduce the number of distractions you face by turning off notifications, muting your phone, and finding a place to work that is peaceful. Before beginning a work, it is important to have a clear understanding of what it is that you want to accomplish. You are able to stay on target and avoid distractions with the help of this focus. Pay attention to the present moment. Maintaining focus on the activity at hand and resisting the impulse to check emails or social media can be accomplished through the practice of mindfulness. A memorandum of the dead and prioritization. Keep in mind the Stoic philosophy known as memento mori, which literally translates to "remember you must die." The amount of time we have is limited and it is valuable. When we acknowledge this, we are given the opportunity to prioritize our tasks and concentrate on the things that are actually important. Ask yourself the following question: what is the most important thing I can be working on right now? By adopting this mindset of prioritization, you are able to direct your concentrated attention toward the activities that will provide the most favorable outcomes. Take advantage of the power of flow. To achieve a state of flow, which is characterized by complete absorption and energized focus, it is possible to enter a state of focus when you are entirely concentrated on a task. When you are in this state, time seems to pass through your fingers and you become extremely productive. You may increase your chances of achieving this ideal state of concentrated work by clearing your workspace of distractions and providing yourself with opportunities to practice multitasking. The contentment that comes from completion. The feeling of success that comes from completing chores one at a time is unlike any other. Enjoy the sense of accomplishment that comes with completing a project before moving on to the next one. You will feel inspired to keep giving your tasks your whole attention, and the productive work habits you have formed will be strengthened. Keep in mind that transformation requires both time and effort. Practice is necessary in order to develop habits of focused work. It is important to exercise patience with yourself and gradually increase the amount of time you are able to devote to single tasking. Changing your work style, lowering your stress levels, and increasing your productivity while feeling a profound sense of accomplishment are all possible outcomes that can be achieved by integrating these Stoic principles. Number 8. Cultivating clarity. We all have items that we have accumulated over time, such as clothes that we no longer wear, books that we haven't read in years, or trinkets that have no significance to us. The presence of this physical clutter can contribute to a feeling of being overwhelmed and can also cause mental fog. Stoicism is a philosophy that places an emphasis on reason and morality. Stoicism provides a great framework for decluttering your physical surroundings, which can then lead to a more serene state of being and a clearer mind. Living a basic life. To live a simple life, to concentrate on what is actually important, and to let go of everything else is a central tenet of the Stoic philosophy. This does not suggest that one should live a life of deprivation. Rather, it means that things such as experiences, relationships, and personal development should take precedence above material belongings. One tangible approach to put this notion into practice is to clear up the clutter in your actual area. Eliminating items that do not contribute to your happiness or serve a purpose allows you to make room for the things that are actually important to you. The burden of having too much. It is possible for one's assets to become a burden. In addition to requiring upkeep and storage space, they instill a sense of commitment in the individual. You can only imagine the mental effort that you put out in order to keep track of things that you do not even use or love. The process of decluttering releases you from this mental burden and enables you to direct your energy into activities that have a deeper significance. Thinking that is unclouded. There is a correlation between a busy surroundings and a congested mind. Clutter in the visual environment can be distracting and make it difficult to concentrate. Through the process of decluttering your area, you can create a visual atmosphere that encourages mental transparency and tranquility, increasing your attention, enhancing your creativity, and improving your overall well-being are all possible outcomes of this. When letting go mindfully, when it comes to letting go of goods, it can be difficult, particularly if those possessions contain sentimental importance. Here is a method of mindful decluttering that is influenced by Stoic philosophy. Thanking an item for the service it has provided should be done before discarding it. The happiness that it may have brought you in the past should be acknowledged. To achieve. The question you should ask yourself is, does this item serve a purpose in my life today? Would I be happy if I did it? Is there any way that it can make my life better? It is possible that you should let it go if the response is no. Graceful letting go of things. The act of letting go does not necessarily involve having to dispose of items. Give some thought to donating, selling, or giving away items that have the potential to make someone else happy. Developing a protection zone. Your living area ought to be a haven, a place that embodies your principles and fosters your overall health and happiness. Through the process of decluttering, you are able to create an environment that is not only useful, but also inspiring. Both your mood and your general sense of tranquility may be considerably improved as a result of this. Getting rid of clutter is a process. Keep in mind that it is a journey, not a destination, to simplify your home. Begin with a tiny step and concentrate on one area at a time. You should rejoice in your accomplishments and take pleasure in the sense of calm and clarity that comes with having a space that is simplified. You can build a more thoughtful, focused, and serene state of being by adopting these Stoic practices into your physical environment. This will allow you to transform your physical environment. Number 9. Negative news and information overload. Since we live in a hyper-connected world, we are constantly being inundated with information from every direction. The constant flood of attention-grabbing headlines, social media notifications, and news updates can be overwhelming and detrimental to our mental well-being. Other sources of information include social media. Stoicism, a philosophical belief system that places an emphasis on reason and virtue, provides useful strategies for coping with an excessive amount of information and creating a more serene frame of mind. How negativity can be dangerous. An ancient Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher named Marcus Aurelius is credited with saying, "What other people say about you has absolutely no bearing on you. Your own reason and the actions you choose are the things that are of concern to you." Constant exposure to negativity, whether it be in the news or on social media, can exacerbate feelings of worry, diminish optimism, and hinder our ability to make sound decisions. Because of the influence that the information we take in has on our mental health, it is essential that we pay attention to what we take in. Pay attention to the things that you have control over. Stoicism emphasizes the significance of concentrating on the aspects of one's life that are under one's control, such as one's thoughts, feelings, and deeds. Focusing on external factors that are negative, such as bad news or turmoil on social media, is not within the scope of this area. Your ability to empower oneself can be increased by making a deliberate decision to ingest less negativity and by concentrating on the here and now. Utilizing your information diet to curate. To the same extent that we choose what we put into our bodies, it is equally important to choose what we put into our minds. The social media accounts that you interact with and the news sources that you follow should both be carefully considered. Reduce the amount of negative information you are exposed to by taking proactive measures to find and consume content that will inspire, inform, and uplift you. Avoid sensationalism and instead look for reason. In order to attract people's attention, the news industry frequently thrives on sensationalism, concentrating on negative and conflicting topics. You should look for news sources that place an emphasis on reason, reporting that is fact-based, and varied points of discussion. Developing your ability to think critically will allow you to examine facts in an objective manner and prevent you from being swayed by an emotional headline. The benefits of setting yourself apart. Disconnecting from the technological world can be an effective form of self-care in a world that is constantly demanding our attention. It is important to take regular breaks from social media and the news. Take advantage of this time by engaging in pursuits that bring you happiness and tranquility, such as spending time in nature, engaging in mindfulness practices, or spending time with loved ones. Reaching a state of balance. Maintaining your familiarity with current events is essential, but it should not be done at the expense of your mental health. Create a balance between guarding your inner calm and remaining educated about the world around you. You may, for example, set out certain times of the day to catch up on the news and then make a conscious effort to disconnect for the remaining portion of the day. We only have the moment that we are in right now. Always keep in mind that the only thing we truly have control over is the time before us. To avoid squandering your valuable mental energy, you should avoid lingering on negative thoughts or worrying about the future. When you build a sense of serenity and inner peace via the practice of Stoic mindfulness and by focusing on the present now, you may do so regardless of the information storm that is occurring outside of you. Keep in mind that transformation requires both time and effort. The process of developing healthy habits for the consumption of information is a process. If you want to find out what works best for you, you need be patient with yourself and explore. It is possible to establish a more peaceful and concentrated state of mind by embracing certain Stoic practices, which will allow you to create a more conscious relationship with knowledge, eliminate negativity, and cultivate such a relationship. Number 10. Unhealthy habits. We are all guilty of doing them. Eating that extra slice of cake, pushing the snooze button an excessive number of times, or idly perusing through social media for a considerable amount of time. These indulgences, which at first glance appear to be innocuous, have the potential to gradually transform into dangerous habits, which can erode our vitality, well-being, and long-term objectives. The philosophy of Stoicism, which places an emphasis on reason, virtue, and self-discipline, provides powerful tools that can help you recognize and overcome these unhealthy habits, so empowering you to live a life that is in alignment with your beliefs. The influence of even subtle leaks. A well-known Stoic philosopher named Epictetus issued a warning saying, "Be careful not to overlook the insignificant things. Even a minor leak can bring down a very large ship." it is possible that unhealthy habits, such as minor leakage, may appear to be trivial at first. Nevertheless, they have the potential to bring about a major reduction in both your bodily and emotional well-being over time. The first step in making healthy changes is to acknowledge the significant impact that these seemingly insignificant indulgences have had over time. Understanding your weaknesses and weaknesses. The first step on the road to self-improvement is to become more self-aware. Find out what your personal problem areas are, which are the bad habits that sap your energy, prevent you from achieving your goals, or simply cause you to feel like you are not performing at your best. Show yourself that you are being truthful about these patterns and realize the influence that they have had on your life. The practice of a virtuous life. Stoicism places an emphasis on leading a morally upstanding life by placing a premium on virtues such as reason, courage, justice, moderation, etc. It is common for these characteristics to be in conflict with unhealthy habits. Excessive indulgence, for instance, diminishes the ability to exercise moderation, whereas delay hampers both courage and action. You can be motivated to modify your unhealthy habits by making a connection between such habits and the impact they have on living a virtuous life. Effecting changes that are long-term. Alterations of this magnitude are rarely sustained. Focus instead on developing improvements that are quite minor and incremental. Do you want to increase the quality of your sleep? The first step is to schedule your bedtime 15 minutes earlier each night. Want to reduce the amount of sugar you consume? Consume water instead of one sugary beverage on a daily basis. Momentum is built through these incremental triumphs, which also make it easier to achieve long-term change. Freedom is freedom, discipline. Self-discipline is highly valued in Stoicism. However, it is not about harsh self-punishment. Rather, it is about the liberation that comes from living in accordance with your principles. The ability to break bad behaviors requires you to have the discipline to do so, which gives you the capacity to take control of your life and put your health first. Put your attention on making progress rather than achieving perfection. When it comes to quitting bad behaviors, the path is rarely a straight one. There will be failures and mistakes along the way. Do not allow these to impede your forward movement. In its place, you should concentrate on making regular efforts and celebrating your accomplishments, regardless of how minor they may be. How to determine accountability? Support from outside sources can be really helpful at times. If you need encouragement and accountability, you might want to think about joining a support group, talking to a friend, or a member of your family. Your ability to motivate yourself to stay on track might be bolstered by sharing your objectives and difficulties with others. The game that lasts. Creating change that is long-lasting requires both time and commitment. It is important to not let failures deter you. Keep in mind that even little enhancements might have a huge impact. Developing the self-awareness, discipline, and determination necessary to combat your bad habits and cultivate a life that is aligned with your beliefs and aspirations can be accomplished by implementing these Stoic concepts into your life. Number 11. The fear of missing out. Social media feeds are a carefully curated landscape, showcasing the best moments of other people's lives. It's easy to fall into the FOMO, fear of missing out, trap, feeling inadequate or envious as you scroll through seemingly perfect vacations, career milestones, and flawless relationships. This constant comparison can be a major drain on your happiness and motivation. Stoicism is a philosophy that places an emphasis on reason and virtue. It provides users with powerful tools that can help them break free from the cycle of jealousy and comparison, which in turn enables them to build a life that is filled with genuine joy and contentment. A better understanding of the illusion. Epictetus, a prominent Stoic philosopher, is credited with saying, "Happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one thing. Some things are within our control, and some things are not. It is only after we distinguish between the two that we can begin to find peace." Social media feeds are not a reflection of reality, rather, they are a highlight reel that showcases the best moments and carefully crafted facades. It is important to avoid comparing your struggles behind the scenes to the online persona of another person. Staying focused on your course. It makes no sense to compare your chapter 3 to someone else's chapter 10, because life is a journey, not a competition. Instead, you should concentrate on creating a life that is fulfilling for you, one that is full of activities and relationships that bring you joy. Celebrate your own milestones, no matter how big or small they may be. Have you finally mastered that difficult skill? Acknowledge your progress. Have you triumphed over a personal obstacle? Celebrate your strength. A memorandum on death and the importance of time. This contemplation of mortality is not meant to be morbid. Rather, it is meant to be a shift in perspective. When you consider the finite nature of life, it becomes clear that time is precious. Stop wasting energy on envy and comparison. Instead, focus on living your own life to the fullest, pursuing your own passions, and making the most of each day. Stoicism places a strong emphasis on the concept of memento mori, which is Latin for "remember you must die." We are thankful for your one-of-a-kind journey. You can cultivate a sense of happiness and minimize the impulse to compare yourself to others by shifting your emphasis from what you do not have to what you do have. Practicing appreciation for your one-of-a-kind experiences, abilities, and relationships can help you feel more grateful. Accept and embrace your flaws. Accepting your own shortcomings and focusing on progress rather than perfection can be a powerful antidote to comparison. Social media portrays a world of flawlessness, but this is an illusion. Everyone encounters obstacles, experiences failures, and has imperfections. Everyone has imperfections. Seek out motivation rather than envy. Instead of using social media and the achievements of others as a source of envy, use them as a source of inspiration. If you see someone succeeding in a sector that you respect, allow it to drive you to pursue your own ambitions. Learn from their path and use it to chart your own course. Fostering a sense of contentment. Focus on establishing a life that is important and rewarding to you, regardless of what other people are doing. Pursue your passions, develop your relationships, and contribute to something that is larger than yourself. True contentment comes from inside, not from the validation that comes from the outside. Keep in mind that transformation requires both time and effort. Being happy with your own life is not something that can be accomplished overnight. Have patience with yourself and make it a habit to express thanks for the voyage. You can build a mindset that is centered on self-improvement, acceptance, and appreciation for your unique journey by implementing these Stoic practices into your life. Without the burden of fear of missing out, FOMO, you will be able to discover fulfillment and joy in your own life as a result of this. Number 12. Saying yes when you mean no. As a result of an overflowing to-do list, are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you someone who is often saying yes to requests, even when doing so causes you to feel overwhelmed and exhausted? One of the most important skills for both well-being and productivity is the ability to gracefully decline obligations and understand how to establish boundaries. Stoicism is a philosophy that places an emphasis on reason and virtue. It provides significant insights that can assist you in reclaiming your time and energy, which in turn enables you to live a life that is in alignment with your values. Recognizing the value of your time and energy. Seneca, a philosopher of the Roman Stoic tradition, observed, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient." Your energy and time are significant resources that you own. The things that are actually important to you will have very little room for consideration if you say yes to every request. Developing the ability to gently decline offers you the opportunity to put your own well-being first, work toward your objectives, and build a life that is satisfying. Having a virtuous attitude. The Stoic philosophy places an emphasis on acting with virtue, which includes honoring oneself as well as respecting the time of others. Overcommitting yourself on a regular basis might result in feelings of resentment, as well as a reduction in the quality of your work. By establishing limits, you not only show that you respect yourself and your limitations, but you also give yourself the opportunity to fulfill the obligations that you do make to the best of your ability. How to master the art of saying no. The word no does not have to be confronting or unpleasant in order to be effective. The following are some methods to respectfully decline, influenced by Stoic philosophy. A straightforward thank you, but I'm unable to commit to this right now is absolutely appropriate. Be truthful and open at all times during the procedure. It is not necessary for you to provide long and detailed explanations. Make alternatives available. If it is at all possible, make a suggestion for an alternative that is more compatible with your ability or schedule. Your eagerness to assist, while remaining within your limits, is demonstrated by this. Show your appreciation by, even if you are declining the offer or invitation, you should still express gratitude for the opportunity. Putting priorities in order and alignment. You should take some time to think about your priorities and the amount of work you have to do before replying to a request. Would you say that this request is in line with your goals and values? Do you have the time and energy to complete it to the best of your ability? With the ability to prioritize, you will be able to say yes to the things that are actually important to you while graciously declining the rest of the requests. Stay away from people-pleasing. When it comes to establishing limits, the need for ongoing approval can be a significant obstacle. Always keep in mind that genuine self-worth originates from inside and not from the approval of others. Do not be afraid to say no to requests that do not align with your priorities, even if doing so will cause someone else to feel disappointed. Pay attention to the things that you have control over. Stoicism is a philosophy that encourages us to concentrate on activities, feelings, and thoughts that are under our own control. Although you are unable to influence how other people respond to your no, you are able to control how you react to it. Maintain a respectful demeanor while being assertive, and don't feel bad about putting your own health first. A kind of self-care is setting boundaries. Boundaries are not an act of selfishness. Rather, they are an act of self-care. When you take steps to safeguard your time and energy, you make room in your life for the things that are actually important to you. At work, in relationships, and in your life in general, this enables you to present yourself as the best version of yourself. Keep in mind that transformation requires both time and effort. Consistent practice is required in order to acquire the self-assurance necessary to establish boundaries. Always remember to be patient with yourself and to communicate in a confident manner. You may recover control of your time and energy, live a life that is connected with your beliefs, and feel a greater sense of calm and well-being if you incorporate these stoic practices into your life. Number 13. Holding on to grudges. The feeling of resentment and wrath might be likened to a fire of righteousness, which is a means of clinging to the perceived injustice that has been done to us. On the other hand, feeling these emotions can be like carrying a hefty stone. They can make us feel weighed down, which can impede our well-being and prevent us from enjoying joy. The philosophy of Stoicism places a strong emphasis on coexisting peacefully with reason and nature. It offers effective strategies that can be used to break free from the burden of harboring grudges and find inner peace. The burden of harboring resentment. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, issued a warning to his subjects saying, "Do not waste the remainder of your time here in wrangling about words, for that is all that philosophers do, and it does not help us to be good men. We become fixated on the past when we hold on to anger and resentment, which hinders our ability to experience the present and grows us as a person. The energy that is consumed by these bad emotions is energy that could be focused toward activities that are more positive. A way of life that is harmonious with nature. Stoicism places an emphasis on living in harmony with nature, which involves having an awareness of the difference between the things that we are able to control and those that we are unable to control. We are not able to influence the behavior of other people, nor are we able to alter the past. On the other hand, we have the ability to determine our own ideas, behaviors, and reactions. Giving up a grudge is an act of self-care that enables you to retake control of your inner world and allows you to go on with your life. An act of forgiveness is a present for oneself. It is common for forgiveness to be misconstrued. To do so is not the same as to condone the behavior of another person or to pretend that the damage did not occur. The act of forgiving someone is a gift that you give to yourself. It is a means of releasing the burden of negativity and making room for inner serenity. Your ability to go on without being bound to the past is made possible by it. Having an understanding of human fallibility. Errors are something that everyone does. The cultivation of compassion can be accomplished by first understanding that other people, just like ourselves, are capable of making mistakes and having bad judgment. This does not mean that their conduct should be excused. Rather, it calls for acknowledging their humanity. Being able to let go is powerful. However, letting go of resentment does not remove the recollection of the events that took place. On the other hand, it enables you to disengage from the emotional energy that is connected to the action. As this may be a process, it is acceptable if it takes some time to complete. Pay attention to the things that you have control over. Concentrate on what you are able to control, which is the experience you are having in the present moment, rather than obsessing on the past or the acts of other people. Choose how you respond to different situations. Developing positive emotions such as appreciation and compassion can be accomplished via the practice of mindfulness. Comprehending the situation, assisting in the process of letting go, can sometimes be facilitated by acquiring perspective. Consider the following question: will this matter in 5 years? Is holding on to this anger serving me? Locating the way to forgiveness for yourself. When it comes to forgiving, there is no universally applicable method. There are some people who might find it cathartic to write a letter that they never send, while others might find that meditation or talking to a therapist is beneficial. Keep in mind that transformation requires both time and effort. Getting over a grudge is a process, not a destination in and of itself. Remember to be patient with yourself and to rejoice in your accomplishments. Releasing the load of negativity, cultivating inner peace, and opening yourself up to feeling more positive emotions are all possible outcomes that can be achieved via the implementation of certain Stoic practices. This will make it possible for you to lead a life that is more satisfying and in line with the values that you hold dear. It is important to keep in mind that gentle removal is a process, not an endpoint. To create a life that provides you joy, purpose, and tranquility, you need to be patient with yourself, appreciate even the smallest of achievements, and take pleasure in the process of doing so. You will be able to create inner strength, resilience, and a sense of calm by implementing these Stoic practices into your daily life. This will enable you to negotiate the problems that life presents with greater insight and grace.